Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Like that dude just said, yes, this show is solid, conservative, and just plain right. Oh, man, it is a great day. It's a beautiful day outside. 2:08 p.m. right now on Thursday, March the 24th. But that number one, does Alabama see a candidate that it likes yet? I mean, if you get down to it, it's sometimes it's frustrating to watch, you know, all the different aspects of democracy, and you know, you can get irritated, you can get mad, you can get upset. But the reality is, when you get down to it, democracy is a wonderful, difficult, sometimes fickle, but always preferable solution to governance. I mean, by definition, democracy is a system of government by the whole population, or at least all of the eligible members of a community, a state, or a nation, that typically winds up getting to elect its elected representatives. Okay, so there's the textbook civics class definition. What it really boils down to is this. It's the ability to be represented in governmental decisions by those whom we have taken enough interest in to cast our votes for them. I mean, it's a system that's fraught with disaster, right? And yet it still ranks as the most preferable system in the whole world. I mean, the alternatives are not that attractive if you get down to it. If you don't have democracy, then you might have autocracy or theocracy, tyranny. And time after time after time, the actions of man have proven that democracy is the system in which you can most expect to have civil liberties preserved and the rule of law actually mean something. So is it perfect? Lord, no. But it's best. So we can complain if we want to. That's fine. But I wouldn't want to live under any other system for the establishment of governance and its leadership. In fact, I'll be honest with you, I've seen it personally when other governmental systems are used and abused. And I'm sure that I've told the story at some point, so forgive me if you've heard it. But there's this picture that I still carry around in my wallet. It's a picture that looks like nothing special, but it is special. It's a picture of just a group of men sitting around a conference table. You may have heard me describe it before as the first freely elected city council in Baghdad in anyone's memory. The picture was taken back in 2004 when I was there. And I'll never forget the day that picture was taken. So at the time, I was assigned to the 136 Infantry of the 1st Brigade Combat Team of the 1st Armored Division on a small FOB in central Baghdad. And among all the other things that we did in the realm of combat operations and all, we also supported the newly founded government of Iraq all the way down to the grassroots level. And there's a picture of me actually on the Right Side Radio website participating in security operations outside of Baghdad City Hall when they elected the first mayor. You see, under Saddam Hussein, no one had any rights to self-governance. You couldn't own a car or be among the corrupt leadership at any level without being vetted a member of the Ba'ath Party and approved by Saddam. He held tyrannical control down to the lowest level, and the idea of voting for anything, even for dog catcher, much less city council, was unheard of. All right, so back to that picture of my wallet. I attended the council meeting. It was a district council for Rusafa District. I worked with them quite often. And I was sitting at that particular day the picture was taken. I was sitting with my battalion commander in the back of the room. His name was Lieutenant Colonel Sexton. And with my interpreter whispering in my right ear, I understood the chairman of the council to say that one of its members would not be returning due to threats against his family. Well, there's this kind of blank moment when no one said anything, right? And the chairman said, "I believe we're allowed to take nominations and vote on a replacement." Well, there was another long moment of silence as each member of the council just sat there and stared like that was in some way sacrilegious. Well, at that point, the chairman looked back at my boss, Lieutenant Colonel Sexton. I'll never forget this. We're sitting there in the back of the room. We're in Baghdad in this non-air-conditioned room. And he looks back in the back of the room to Colonel Sexton, and he asks him, he says, "Sir, what do you think?" And Lieutenant Colonel Sexton, he didn't hesitate. He just simply said, "It's your council." What he basically did right then, Colonel Sexton, was he removed the stigma right there on the spot that in some way that they could not enter into that new era of self-rule. He took away the last barrier. What did the Americans think? "We think it's your council. What do you want to do?" I'll never forget what happened next. It was so amazing to watch. Someone made a nomination. They all discussed it briefly, and it was seconded. And then the chairman called for a vote, and the whole council began to raise their hands, like almost tentatively at first. And some of them almost seemed to be a bit apologetic about asserting their vote, almost like they were ducking down in their chairs a little bit as they raised their hands to be counted. But then it's like a wave of relief hit the whole group. The approved vote was announced, and the whole council started laughing out loud, slapping each other on the back, and applauding. I mean, literally in a room with no more than 30 people present. This group of men in Baghdad just applauded like they had just won a grand prize in a major competition. But I guess in a way they had. Because you see, they weren't celebrating the new incoming member. They were celebrating that they had just been able to freely exercise a level of self-determination that none of them had ever experienced. It was really remarkable, and it reminded me how good we've got it right here at home. Well, I mean, listen up, ruffians. The fickle winds of political fortunes are blowing in this state right now. It's aggravating. Sometimes I laugh. Sometimes I want to spit nails. The endorsements of one are withdrawn and given to another. The incumbent claims to have been the greatest while the others believe she's not. The longtime senator retires after half a century of public office, and the void is sought to be filled by three vastly different resumes. And in all of this, there's attack ads and approved ads and polls and fake polls. Who do you believe? What do you believe? Why do you believe? Well, here's what I think the real question should be. What does Alabama want? That's what matters. What do you want? We have democracy. We have choice. So much of the world can't say that. We have the ability to assess and cast our vote for better or for worse because we want that vote to go to the candidate who best answers the burning question, what do I want? And when that happens, there is no such thing as a wasted vote. So here's the deal. I'm doing what I know most of you are doing. I'm taking what I believe, what I've studied, what I care about, and then I'm looking at which candidate for any office best supports those values and principles that make me who I am. I want somebody who represents me, who as much as possible looks, acts, and sounds like me, if you know what I mean. And I don't mean that like in some kind of demographic way. I'm talking about the principles upon which they stand. I don't want a soundbite election, no attack ad decisions, no swinging in the breeze with the latest poll numbers. I'm digging in and I'm researching these candidates as best I can, and you can too, and I hope you are. I've seen what it means to come through generations without democracy in other places. I'm fully engaged. The stakes are too high. I know what I want, and I carry that picture around in my wallet to remind me. Do you know yet what you want? Decide what you want, and let's get there, because that election's coming up. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, that was an amazing day, and I'm pretty sure I've told that story at some point, but it's like one of my favorite stories of all time. I would repeat that story 100 times if it meant getting the point across of what it's like to watch people, turn the music down, Copper, what it's like to watch people literally wake up from tyranny and see democracy for the first time. That's where we have to remember, we've got it good. No matter how frustrated you are with the election, man, we've got it good. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back.